Hey everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, and back today with nurse practitioner Sherry Gould to talk a little bit about urinary issues that are specific to people with Parkinson's disease. So for more on that, here's Sherry.
Another one of the changes that can occur are urinary changes in people with Parkinson's. So that can be frequency. Person urinates too frequently, they urinate at night, they need to get up at night all night long, disturbs their sleep. This is very bothersome, especially the nighttime urination. Why does this happen? Well, again, the nervous system comes from the brainstem that controls the bladder, tells the bladder when it's time to urinate, is not working well in Parkinson's disease. So some of the tricks that we recommend are things like drink all those 6 8-ounce glasses of water in the morning and early afternoon. At 4 p.m., no more fluids except for a little bit to take whatever medications you may need. That's very helpful. Sometimes if that doesn't work, there are medications that your clinician possibly can prescribe. The problem with some of these medications is they have a lot of side effects, especially in older people. Sometimes a recommendation would be to just keep a bedside commode or a urinal by the bed, so one doesn't have to get up, wake up completely in order to get to the bathroom, turn on the light, etc., and then have difficulty falling back asleep. So these are just a couple of the tricks that we use for urinary dysfunction, and especially nocturia, which is nighttime urination.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to check back for more episodes of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcasts. And you can always find us on the web at parkinsonsassociation.org. We'll see you next time.